You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola, how are you this morning?
Morena, very well, thank you.
It's great to have you on the show. It's been a busy couple of weeks, as it always has been. There's lots going on in the political cycle, particularly in an election year. We've heard quite a bit of policy announcement from the National Party. I want to start with the agricultural emissions policy, which has been criticised by some experts and some members of the sector as well. Rod Oram is calling it disastrous. He's saying it's going to penalise farmers that are already making significant efforts to reduce their emissions, and it's also going to delay necessary action. How do you respond to that?
Well, it has been welcomed by many groups and organisations because National has restated our commitment to reaching net zero by 2050, but we believe New Zealand's path to emission reductions in agriculture should be through technology, not less production. And we can see that our farmers are already among the most carbon efficient in the world. However, we don't currently have a breakthrough technology which will allow them to farm at the levels they are while reducing the methane from their stock.
But nationally, they are still one of our biggest emitters, though. That can't be overlooked when we're talking about this.
It can't be overlooked, which is why we've said we need to get rid of the restrictions around genetic engineering, because that is the science that is going to allow the breakthrough solutions, which will mean our farmers can farm without the level of climate emissions that they are making today. Whether that's through breeding enhancements so that there are animals who produce less methane in the way they digest food, whether there are enhancements to the food they eat that will mean they produce less methane. These are the technologies that will allow farming to occur in New Zealand in a much more climate change friendly way.
Now, that's
the alternative, you see. The alternative is that we say to our farmers, you have to pay an extra price for all of your emissions. Many of them will then stop farming. That's what the analysis shows. Well, that food will still be needed around the world, and it's highly likely it will then be produced offshore with a higher emission footprint.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Where's the evidence coming from for that particular claim that it's going to be sent offshore?
Well, there was a study done of the government's proposal, which proposed to put a charge on the emissions produced by farmers, and it concluded that around one in five New Zealand sheep and beef farms would no longer be viable with that charge added, that they would most likely stop production. And we have a very hungry world with increasing insecurity of food, and so it's highly likely that farms around the world in South America, elsewhere, that they would then end up.
But there's not actually any evidence at the moment that it would be sent offshore. We're not seeing that specifically laid out in the reports.
Well, yes, there is evidence of that, because what we know is that there is huge demand for food around the world, and what we know is that if New Zealand farmers don't produce food, it will be produced elsewhere.
Now, I want to come back to talking about the genetic engineering conversation in a minute, but we are also seeing that that is going to be a long-term conversation, and lots of parties across the political spectrum are interested in having that conversation, but we're talking about very immediate crisis at the moment, which is going to have, was already having disastrous effects all around the world, including here in Aotearoa. So what is this policy doing to immediately solve the problem? Because we are seeing these huge emissions coming out of farms in Aotearoa.
Well, immediately what we're saying is first we need to measure that the